You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Milwaukee school will be closed due to lead. Trowbridge School is open today, but the Milwaukee Health Department says it'll be shut down for a short time starting Monday. Unsafe lead dust levels were detected during recent testing at that and other MPS buildings. Trowbridge students will be relocated to another school. The weekend gets going with some gusts. A wind advisory is in effect for the area today, with gusts topping out near 45 miles an hour. The National Weather Service warns that gusty winds could blow down tree limbs and result in power outages. MPS and the city, a day before a deadline, said officers haven't been trained, so they can't come back to school yet. Yesterday, a Milwaukee County judge set a $1,000 daily fine for the still missing officers and didn't want to hear more excuses about a lack of training.
And that the training, I would really, really prefer that it's done, that it's either done or scheduled imminently. Please don't come back and say, Judge, we talked to the NASRO and they said they can train our officers in August of 2026. It's not going to fly. They need to do it like yesterday.
Milwaukee County Judge David Borowski granted the City of Milwaukee and MPS an extension until March 17th to hire and train school resource officers. The deadline was yesterday. The judge put in a $1,000 daily fine on the city for failing to meet the initial deadline. The city must now complete or schedule training. The old 440th site is turning into a cargo zone. A groundbreaking ceremony was held yesterday on a new cargo facility at Mitchell International. The public-private partnership aims to attract businesses seeking faster and more cost-effective options compared to O'Hare. And that's news on WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes. They look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away at the age of 95. If you haven't already heard, Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classically trained pianist, and the couple's dog were found in their New Mexico home. Authorities say they had been dead for a while. Hackman was the star of films like The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, The Conversation, and Hoosiers. The late great Hackman moved to Pasadena, California in 1952 after he got out of the Marines and met Dustin Hoffman at the Pasadena Playhouse, where both were voted least likely to succeed. Seems like a pretty cruel award to give to another adult. Despite not having leading man looks, Hackman says he never cared about that and just wanted to act in any capacity. Hackman retired from acting in 2004 and moved to New Mexico, where he became involved in the arts community and wrote books. Gene Hackman is quite often referred to as the greatest American actor. He won Oscars for his role in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Gene Hackman was 95. If you weren't already aware, there will be a Shrek 5, and it will have a fresh-faced new star in the cast, according to Deadline.com. Zendaya will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. If you're scoring at home, that means she will play the offspring of Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy will also be back as Donkey. Shrek 5 will be the first film in the franchise to hit theaters since 2010's Shrek Forever. The fifth installment is expected to grace our screens Christmas of 2026. The death of Gene Hackman will most likely be talked about for weeks to come in the entertainment business. Hackman and his wife Betsy were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. Hackman quietly retired from acting in 2004 after appearing in the film Welcome to Mooseport. In a 2009 interview with Empire Magazine regarding his retirement, Hackman revealed that the straw that broke the camel's back was his doctor telling him his heart could no longer handle excessive stress. You might think that the guy that owns the local haberdashery is just a small businessman, but when it comes to Hollywood, chances are he's a trained assassin. Whether it's a regular housewife, an accountant, or even a beekeeper, yes, a beekeeper, Miramax has announced there will be a sequel to the first Beekeeper, which starred Jason Statham. Statham plays a keeper of bees who also knows how to kill people very well. And if you saw the first film, appears to be bulletproof. Production is scheduled to start this fall. Deadline reports that Saoirse Ronan and Austin Butler are set to lead the cast of A24's upcoming Deep Cuts. Saoirse Ronan will also produce the film, which will be directed by Iron Claw's Sean Durkin. Deep Cuts is a love story based on the highly anticipated first novel by author Holly Brickley, which was just released February 25th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a bit windy today. Gusts from about 35 to 45 likely for a good chunk of the day. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles. Temperatures will reach the low 50s by early afternoon, then drop quickly by later this afternoon into tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and colder, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.